Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this, Chris Harrington. Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Victim of Circumstance by Joan Jett, born on this day in 1958. I'm sure that can be applied to any number of football games over the weekend.
So we got a lot of football to get to, so we probably will make this short, but I have a question right off the top, which is, how is your fantasy team doing? Saquon Barkley not lighting it up for you, Chris.
So I had a rough first 2 weeks. The way the league works, and I was very confused at first because after the first week I was 0-2. I didn't really understand how that happened. But the way it works is you have one head-to-head game and then one, how does your score match up against the league? So if you're in the upper half of the league, you get a win. The bottom half, you get a loss.
I see.
So I was 0-4 through the first 2 weeks. I think I'm going to be 2-4 after this weekend. And so I think it looks like, because both my opponent and I, both all of our players have played, and it looks, so I've won the head-to-head. I think I'll be in the upper half of the league. So 2-4, I think, after this weekend.
Who'd you get a big performance from this weekend?
Mostly my defense, actually. We do individual defensive players, and I was trailing, if you take out the defense, and then I really storm back with my defensive guy. So shout out to Antoine Winfield, Quay Walker, and Max Crosby for having some big days. No one had a particularly big day for me, but a lot of guys were solid.
Tony Allen would approve.
Yeah,
of the way
yeah.
You're winning.
First team all defense.
All right. You wrote about Goner Fest, Chris, in the Daily Memphian today. Interesting Daily Memphian today. We have a story about cats around town. There's all kinds of places that have a local cat, shops that have a cat. We wrote about the coming of lizards to Memphis. Jeffy, have you seen lizards in Memphis?
So it's funny enough that you mentioned this. We found one in our upstairs yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
And what was the reaction?
Exactly like you'd expect. My wife freaking out, and then my daughter starting to imitate her, thinking it was hilarious. So there was a lot of screaming yesterday during the afternoon window.
Well, Chris, we lost you to the Twin Cities, sort of, at least on a part-time basis. But we've become lizard rich in your absence. There's a story about the coming of lizards. But then we also have Goner Fest. What's happened? Is that this week? What's happening with Goner Fest?
Thursday through Sunday. It's an annual concert festival. Bands, many bands, 35, I think, bands coming to town from all over the country and the world and playing in mostly at, used to be at Rail Garden, but Rail Garden closed down. So now it's mostly at Wiseacre on Broad and then also over to Park Shell for free on Sunday. Festival put on by Goner Records, which is a record store and record label there in Midtown. As you like to say about anything that's not football, it is not for all tastes. And that is certainly true. But I honestly think in terms of being the best version of what you want to be, I think Pound for Pound is the best thing that happens in Memphis. I can't think of a single thing in Memphis that is as fully realized and is as good at what it wants to be as Garnerfest is.
I was one of the things that struck me reading your piece was how many, I didn't realize, like, the people who come to attend this, it's out of towners. It's better attended evidently by out of towners than folks in town.
Yeah, Zach says about 75% of the attendance is coming in for the festival, and he'd like to get more locals to come out and check it out. And that Sunday this year is a free show at the Shell, which is the first. Maybe a good way for locals to sort of come check it out. That's pretty low barrier to entry. It's free, so there's that. But yeah, I mean, Goner is a big thing in terms of its own subculture. It's a real hub for that subculture, not only around the country, but really in some pockets of the world. Like, they always have tons of bands from Australia come every year. They had fewer international bands this year because three or four bands canceled because they didn't think it would be safe necessarily to travel to the U.S. right now. But they tend to have bands from Europe. They've really, the last few years, had some African stuff and a couple really interesting African bands this year. And I probably won't be able to go this year. I might be able to be there for Sunday because I'm traveling to Memphis this weekend. But I tend to go every year, and I've discovered bands I really love that otherwise I would not have known.
So when you say it is the most fully realized version of itself, of anything, what makes it so effective?
I think the Zach Ives and Eric Fradel, who run Goner, they've done a really good job of being a hub of their subculture, of being someone, being an entity that people love and that people respect and like, and all of those things, which are all sort of different from each other. And they also have a really discerning eye and ear. And the festival has really expanded in terms of aesthetics, I think. Goner is associated with like punk and garage rock, and there's a lot of that still. And I talked a little bit with this about Zach in the story, but they've really expanded. Like, I think Zach in particular, his ears have sort of expanded into what he's interested in. And he's brought a lot of more interesting kind of stuff that doesn't necessarily fit that vein. It's all generally rock music for the most part. There is one rapper who's on the bill, but it's all generally rock music of various strains. And it's more quote unquote underground, indie, punk, whatever. But it's a lot more diverse, I think, musically than it used to be. The quality is very high and the sense of community is very strong.
You can read the piece over at the Daily Memphian. All right, Chris, before we let you go, a couple basketball questions. The ESPN just dropped a survey, 20 executives, coaches, et cetera, from around the league, anonymous, right? I'll hit you with a few of these questions, and then we'll do maybe more of them later in the week. Who is the best American player right now? What's the answer to that? What do you think their answer was, and what's the answer to that?
Well, you sort of have two pockets there. You have the LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant pocket, who have been collectively the answer to that question for 15 years. Then you have, you know, your Anthony Edwards, Donovan Mitchell, you know, whatever pocket. And the question is anyone from the second group topped the first group? And I don't know that they have. And so based on last season, it's still probably one of those LeBron, Durant, Curry players, sadly.
They go Curry with one, but then Edwards two, and Donovan Mitchell.
Okay.
Curry's 11 votes, Edwards gets 8, and Donovan Mitchell gets 1. LeBron does not get a vote.
I think that's probably right. I think Curry and Edwards are probably the best choices.
Okay. Then this one, though. Who will be the best American player in 5 years? That could be someone who's drafted. Like, whatever. It could be someone who's not in the league.
It could be Darren Peterson or whatever guy's name is. People think he'll be the first pick in next year's draft. Of course, 5 years, he'd still be pretty young at that point. You know, I feel like Cooper Flagg, people are really betting a lot on Cooper Flagg. You know, at this point, he's 18 years old. He's never played an NBA game. But in terms of what you're supposed to be, the answer is probably Cooper Flagg. Given given how young Anthony Edwards still is and the uncertainty on Flagg, I think Edwards might be a good answer to that question, too.
Yeah, so Edwards is the answer. Honestly, it's pretty depressing. I don't care. But, like, if in the next 5 years it's going to be Anthony Edwards, Cooper Flagg, Jason Tatum, Paolo Banchero, and Jalen Williams, those are the five. That's a very depressing group of, like, for being the best Americans. Because, like, even Cooper Flagg is supposed to be a really good, you know, all-around player, not some, you know, lighting it up.
There are people starting to make noises at this. I think it's Darren Peterson. He's going to Kansas. there are people starting to make noises that there's some Kobe there that he could be that kind of player. So I think there's a lot of hope there, but we'll see.
All right.
Once upon a time, OJ Mayo was going to be the next LeBron James.
Was he rookie of the year? No, he wasn't rookie of the year, but he was second. He had a really good rookie year. Average, 19, 20 points a game. Like, he was a good rookie year.
Yep.
Okay. Which team had the best offseason?
Oh, I think, you have the big individual moves, which are Durant to Houston and then, I guess, Bane to Orlando. But then you have the cumulative, like, did a lot of work in a positive direction, which is Atlanta and Denver. And I think people, and I'm among them, tend to really like what those teams did. I don't think what Atlanta did puts them above some of these, Denver, Houston.
Right.
But I think just pure quality of offseason, I think Atlanta had a great offseason.
You think like NBA executives, because the answer is Atlanta Hawks got 7 votes, Denver Nuggets got 4, the Rockets got 3, the Thunder got 2. I guess that was just for contractual stuff. Orlando got 2, the Clippers got 1, and the Lakers got 1. But that's exactly right. It's the cumulative work that Atlanta and Denver did.
Well, the other thing about Atlanta in particular, they made themselves better for this year by adding Kristaps Porzingis and Nikhil Alexander-Walker. They also got that pick from New Orleans, which won't pay off for another year. So they sort of worked on both tracks.
Well, that gets us to which team had the worst off season, Chris. You anticipated the next question. Who else? New Orleans runs away with it with 9 votes because of the pick that got them Derek Queen. Taking Jordan Poole for CJ McCollum wasn't people didn't were a big fan of that either. Any others who you think would put up in the worst off season? Who you think got votes?
Well, if you do the other flip around on the deals, I mean, you would have Phoenix trading away Durant, Memphis trading away Bane. Memphis got so much for Bane, I don't think people looked at askance at that necessarily. And frankly, I don't look askance at the Phoenix part of it. I think they had to deal Durant. It's only going to get so much back, but I think the general opinion of Phoenix is so low, they're probably on there. And, I don't know, do you blame Indiana for just letting Miles Turner walk away? Maybe not after the Halliburton injury.
It is interesting because the Grizzlies got 1 vote for worst offseason. Pelicans 9, Suns 4, Kings 2, Bulls 1, Lakers 1, Grizzlies 1, 76ers 1, Blazers 1. But as you point out, the worst move of the offseason was a separate category, and neither the Bane trade nor the Durant trade were mentioned there. Like, no one thought.
Yeah, no, there was a lot of logic to both of those deals. And I think good, like, really good return for the Grizzlies, and I think perfectly acceptable return for the Suns, given that Durant was, 37 years old with 1 year left on his deal and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. You can read his piece on Gonerfest over at the Daily Memphian. We have not done the fight song roundup, Jeffrey. I know. But we did. We got the memo from management to take calls, and we did that, didn't we? We did that effectively.
Check
that one off. I expect a bonus in our boxes. Before we get to the fight song roundup, though, which we'll do in the next segment, I will tell you, if you're selling your home, Josh Hysa would be the person to contact. Josh and the team at Keller Williams Realty. It is a tricky market. Rates down a little bit. That's good if you're looking to sell your home. But honestly, it is such a pain in the neck these days. You're going to have to fix up your home. You're going to have to have showings in your home. You're going to have to, you're going to have the suspense of, is anyone going to buy it? You're going to keep the darn thing clean. You're going to have open houses, all of that. Instead, you can just accept an instant cash offer from Josh Hysa and the team at Keller Williams Realty. And this is not... Maybe you're tempted to do it when you get one of these robocalls or these out-of-town folks contacting you and asking. This is not like that, because those people are trying to lowball you. Josh Hysa is going to give you a full price instant cash offer for your home, and then up to 4 months to hand over the keys. He'll come out to your house, tell you what your house is worth, and you can decide if that's the direction you want to go. Honestly, it makes no sense not to give him a call. It's Josh Hysa. Josh has the buyers. .com. Josh has the buyers.com. We'll do the fight song roundup. On the other side, it is the Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you're looking for a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union is the place I would refer you to, because it's where I referred Claire to and her sons to, and they're all thrilled. That's the best thing I can say. You know, if you actually go to a place, use a place, and like a place, I'm happy to talk about that place. And it's Leaders Credit Union. They've got a branch in Bartlett. They've got a brand new branch in Arlington. But you can just download the app, honestly, and you'll see what I've been talking about, how the technology is incredibly easy to use. The rates are every penny that they generate goes back into better rates, better service. We've been really happy with what we've experienced dealing with Leaders Credit Union. So if you're looking for a new financial institution, or maybe just a car loan or home loan or whatever it is, check them out. LeadersCU.com/ESPN. All right, Jeffrey, let's do the fight song roundup. Yeah, we talked about the first hour, nearly all the first hour. Memphis Tigers beat Arkansas. And listen, they did not crack the AP Top 25. That is out, Jeffrey. They did not crack the AP Top 25. They would be 31, I think we decided, in
yep.
terms of others receiving votes. Yeah, they're on the radar. Just keep winning, baby. Just keep winning. And they will be in the Top 25. So massive win for the University of Memphis. Next. So one of the things, Jeffrey, that happens when you're covering a football game, I was reminded of this because I don't cover football games anymore every weekend. You see nothing else.
Correct.
Because it's why people get on these AP voters, and they probably shouldn't be AP voters if you're a beat writer for one team. Because so you I left for the game, as I said, Jeffrey. I left by 8:15. Wandered around Tiger Lane, saw a lot of nice people. That was great. Great scene. I watched the game unfold, raptly attuned to the game. Then about an hour and a half after the game to get interviews, and then 2 hours right after the game. But I did see that Ole Miss took care of Tulane.
Boy, did they. I mean, I could have envisioned a world where Ole Miss won that game comfortably, but I did not envision being bored with the game. And basically,
is there a quarterback controversy? He continues to play brilliantly.
Yeah, he continues to play brilliantly. I would also argue those are two nice defenses to play first. And in the end, like, Austin Simmons won the job in camp. And if you want to keep Austin Simmons, when he gets back healthy, he's going to play. But to me, the big story for Ole Miss is the fact that they went out late and they got Trinidad Chambliss, and that's kept them undefeated. Because they definitely don't beat Arkansas without Trinidad.
And so now you got LSU.
I mean, this is the all hands on deck because the way their schedule sets up, it's like you can go all out in this game. I was a little surprised to see they opened as slight favorites. Most look headlines had LSU slight favorites, but I have no idea.
Some of the bloom is on off the LSU rose.
Correct, but what if no one's really that good?
Speaking of which, by the way, we did have the SEC has released their permanent opponents.
Or correct.
Whatever. And so
annual opponents.
Annual, I'm sorry. Annual opponents.
And I can't remember the name either.
They're going to revisit this after 2 years.
I think it's every four, they said.
Ole Miss has, which everyone knew they would, State and LSU. And then the third team is Oklahoma.
Correct.
As their annual opponent. Had been some question. Oklahoma, South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina. I believe Andy Staples, when he was predicting, he had South Carolina, but the other two were pretty much you could just bank on.
Tennessee, by the way, Alabama, Vandy. We knew both of those, right?
Correct.
And then the third one, Kentucky.
Correct. Not Florida, as some had suspected.
Not Florida. So are you, if you are Ole Miss, are you depressed that you got Oklahoma instead of South Carolina? And if you are Tennessee, are you happy that you got Kentucky instead of Florida?
I mean, I guess you'd say like you'd rather see probably if you're an Ole Miss fan, you'd probably rather see South Carolina. But the way I've always looked at it is those are your three permanent opponents. That means if you have better teams there, you have worse teams in the pod of six. It's all about what does your nine-game schedule look like?
All right. We are not playing Tennessee's fight song, but they also
correct. Care of,
did you see there was a our favorite kicker, Max Gilbert,
mm-hmm.
from Tennessee, who showed resilience in the Georgia by missing the one and then coming back and hitting basically identical. Did you see there's a clip going around? UAB player just stomped on his foot. He just walked up to him and stomped on his foot. He was just, the play was long since over. And it's just unbelievable. Like, what the hell, man? Anyway, I did see some concern about the Tennessee defense.
I mean, UAB's got a pretty good offense, but like, that is the ultimate, like, man.
Whatever, yeah.
If you're trying to take something from that game, like, there's just bigger fish to fry.
All right. We did mention that we're going to be blowing up more schools than we are going
to
be celebrating today.
We had to really go get supplied up.
We had to go get some more TNT for this particular segment today. But we'll celebrate one more. Hit it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Did you see that they... This is Oklahoma, of course. Oklahoma beats
This was
Auburn.
A brutal backdoor.
24-7. Brutal backdoor.
Oh, yeah. The safety.
The safety is
correct.
What
so,
killed you.
So... Auburn elects to take the kick out, kind of ill-advised, and there was a, I can't remember if it was a hold or a block in the back, but it backs him up. Jackson Arnold's been getting sacked all day because, Jeff, count him up, 10 sacks for Oklahoma's defense.
They took one off. It's down to 9.
Okay, I'm reading from the final stat
right?
broadcast.
Okay.
10 sacks, 14 tackles for loss for the
Just
Oklahoma
unbelievable.
Defense.
Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Must have felt like old home for Jackson Arnold.
And so when he takes the sack.
The last
for
sack.
For the
And it was 7.5, right?
Well, for me it was 7 because I had to make the pick on Friday.
Oh.
And so it was 7. And so they're sitting up 5. And all of a sudden
That's
7.
That's brutal.
That was tough.
So on the it felt like to me watching the games go by that you weren't that my money wasn't doing as well. But it turns out okay. Like
we went 6-6-1.
And they got screwed on that one.
Correct. And then we had Miami of Ohio fumbled as they were going to win the game, and then they give up a field goal to get beat. It was
so massive win for Oklahoma. But here's the thing. Obviously, that is a feisty defense. Right?
Oh, yes.
It is
salty.
It is. But it is interesting. Like, John Mateer puts up yards.
Yep.
But he kind of is who you said he was. Like he's, you know what I mean? Are you going to count on him in the biggest of games? Is he going to be able to get it done? Obviously a huge turnaround season for Oklahoma.
Yeah,
like,
what they needed.
There are a lot of coaches who we wondered, they were on the hot seat coming in to the season. No longer. Like there's a lot who the hot seat has gotten only hotter. Not in Oklahoma. So exactly what they needed. And Alabama in 2 weeks, I think.
Yes, that sounds right.
Is that right? And, maybe I just made that up. But do you believe in John Mateer?
Not really. I think he's a solid player. I think he's an upgrade, maybe. Like I think in that game, he probably would have rather had John Mateer than Jackson Arnold.
it's clearly an upgrade, right? But
sorry, it's
Missouri has Alabama in 2 weeks. That's where I was thinking about, because you're going to have, because Alabama throws it all over the place now, and all Missouri does is run it down your throat.
Correct.
And so that will be an interesting contrast in styles. Anyway, we're not going to celebrate anyone else. That's it. That's all the celebration we're going to do. We got to start blowing some people up. We don't have a lot of time. We got a lot of dynamite. Let's hit it. So they just don't score, Jeffrey.
At all.
They just don't score at all. The Florida defense is pretty good. But their yards per play so far have gone from 6.1 to 5.6 to 4.8 to 2.7. DJ Lagway, 12 of 23, 61 yards. That's following up, of course, the LSU game where he threw five picks. And Florida is 1-3 for the first time since 1986 with Texas and Texas A&M coming up next.
NGC, there were some defensive linemen that got game four-itis. The old, no.
So this one's in the book, right? Billy Napier's done.
Yes. I mean, I think it's just a matter of when do they do it.
All right. Is Miami the best team in the land?
I think so. I would listen to an argument for Oregon. We'll obviously find out more about Oregon this weekend.
Oregon.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, or Oregon won the Apple. No, not the Apple Cup. We don't say that anymore. Those were sad, by the way. Oregon beats Oregon State 41-7, and Washington beats Washington State 59-24. Like, they're going to keep playing them, but it's just not, they're not fair fights anymore. So that's too bad. Anyway, you'd listen to an argument for Oregon.
I'd listen to an argument. To me, though, when I look at the team that up front on both sides of the ball that looks the part, it to me is Miami.
Let's do this. How many teams can win the national championship? So Big Ten, you're going Ohio State, Penn State.
Oregon.
That's it, right?
I think so.
Okay. You're going to put Miami in there?
Yes.
Okay. That's four.
I'm Florida State curious.
Can win.
Yes.
I think you have to say that. That's five. SEC.
I think you have to say at this point, LSU, Georgia.
I think you have to say. You can win Oklahoma.
Can. And then I'm also,
can
I guess,
Alabama?
A little Texas A&M curious.
Alabama.
Yeah.
That's five. We're up to 10 teams right now that can win the national championship. How about Notre Dame?
I
don't know if they can make the playoff.
Yeah, I think their defense is because even Purdue was moving the ball on them. I think their defense is probably.
How about Indiana?
I just think that whenever Indiana gets up against the team that has like the superior athletes, that's when they start to get exposed.
Isn't it incredible though that we have 10 teams? Normally, you would not have 10 teams.
No,
but that it doesn't.
It's the thinning of the herd.
It doesn't speak to just to the fact that there's a lot of good teams. It really speaks to the fact that there's no
great team.
Great team.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally.
So, all right, we've blown up Florida. Let's blow someone else up. Woo! Let's see. The stat with Florida was 1-3 for the first time since 1986. The stat with Clemson is 1-3 for the first time since 2004.
First time under Dabo.
Syracuse, 433 yards of offense. Clemson just doesn't do anything well. They're 14th in the ACC in offense. They're 11th in the ACC in defense. And this is, by the way, you know, I know the whole portal stuff. You look at a mock draft, there's a Clemson players all over the place, including three in the top 15. Like, it feels like this team isn't playing. It's not just the level. They're not playing as well as their talent should suggest they should play.
I guess. No? I don't know. I said on Saturday, I was like, I don't think they're playing bad. I just think they are bad.
Really?
And maybe it's going to be like, they're going to be maybe not 2-10 bad, but they're just going to be like last year's Florida State where there is talent around it, but it just doesn't ever click. It doesn't come together. And then you're sitting there going like, wow, this team may not make a bowl.
They're a lot like last year's Florida State. And particularly, they were both last year's Florida State and this year's Clemson were both supposed to be just loaded on up front on defense. Yep. And it hasn't looked that way. Now, the good news for Clemson is they've got North Carolina next.
Yes. So, that's who you want to see on the schedule.
So that is the good news. Let's blow someone else up. Oh, this is the worst one, right?
Ooh, I don't know. We got one coming a little later that I think is just as bad.
Just as bad as losing to Tulsa at home, a Tulsa team that
lost
to New Mexico State.
In terms of the way they look.
Mike Gundy, man. Woo. He's already done the 69-3 loss to Oregon. By the way, already 0-9 last year in the Big 12.
Yep.
Then the 69-3 loss to Oregon. And then you lose at home to Tulsa, 19-12 for the first time.
And it wasn't
since
even
1951.
Fluky. Like, you took a 3-0 lead and then never, like, they were never in your sights ever again.
Just miserable. He's done.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's done. He's the most, of all the duns, I think Napier's just definitely done. And I think he's definitely done.
Yeah, I think those two are in a different category.
Those two are, like, done. They're just done. There's some who are problematic because the buyout.
Sure.
One that we're going to get to here. Not right now. All right, let's go. Let's blow,
you
someone,
blow
else
someone else up. You ready to blow another one?
Let's blow someone else up. Now, we could, in fairness, we could be playing and celebrating Indiana for beating Illinois 63-10. 63-10. Not just Indiana's biggest win ever over a ranked opponent. It is the biggest win ever by a non-top 10 team over a top 10 team in history. The biggest win ever by a non-top 10 team over a top 10 team. You can argue Illinois shouldn't have been a top 10 team. I think we've learned that now.
Yeah, I think we can confirm.
Fernando Mendoza.
He had two perfect incompletions. Two.
Did you see him, by the way? Did he miss? 21-23.
No, this is one where it was on the card in like about 5 minutes into the second quarter, I'm just going to do something else.
So not only was the quarterback 21-23 with five touchdowns, they ran for 312 yards.
Correct.
On top of it. Now,
even with sacks, they ran for 6.4 a play.
So how about Indiana? This is a different year for Indiana because they've got to go to Oregon and they've got to go to Penn State.
Correct.
Like, so it is. We will not be waiting till the end of the year to find out about this team. But that was impressive. It also suggests that Brett Bielema's teams, when they are favorites, when they are ballyhooed, including at Arkansas, honestly, they have.
He's been pretty good as a dog, though, at Illinois.
He's been as good as a dog. And he was a dog here.
Yeah.
But as a team that is getting, once they're getting celebrated.
Yeah. No, and now they had a lot of injuries in the secondary, and that got really exposed.
Anyway, all right, who else are we going to blow up? Oh, yeah. We just have to. Oh, speaking of dead.
He was another one that I wanted to
throw him in that category too. Napier, Gundy.
I don't know how much to believe that there's also reports that Petrino is doing what Petrino might be doing.
Going, stabbing him.
Just working the phones a little bit. Just taking some calls.
Well, is that a situation where Petrino could, if you shove him overboard now, Petrino could do well enough to get the job?
So the people that I've talked to, they think that that's not on the table, but popular sentiment can always win the day.
Last year, you that was definitely what you were saying. They were saying they don't want the
correct
the everything that will come with elevating. That was last year.
Right.
I remember you hearing you say that. I didn't.
But again.
But are we putting Pittman in the same category now as Gundy and Napier?
Yes.
Done.
Yeah.
Beyond point of no return.
Yeah. I don't think you survive. I mean, even if they come back and they win on Saturday, which would be the perfect like college football thing to happen, they beat Notre Dame on Saturday at home, it's still going to be really hard for them to get to six wins.
All right. Let's blow some ass up. Is this the one? It's a good song, by the way.
On Wisconsin?
Yeah. Eh, maybe not. It's kind of drony.
I'll say this. It's one that a lot of high schools, like copy and make their own fight song.
You know what it is? It's not a good song. It's familiar, but it's not great.
I'll say it doesn't really inspire.
It's droney. It drones on a little bit. And Fire Fickle chants were breaking out. Luke Fickle, he was the hot coach when they hired him away from Cincinnati. And it has not gone.
He's not embraced this era.
We talk about what Ryan's done with the Power Four wins. Four straight.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Fickle, 7 straight Power Four losses. And here's who he's got next. Ready? This is October for Fickle. October brings him Michigan, Iowa, Ohio State, and Oregon. The buyout is $25.4 million.
I believe half's due up front, and then I think the rest they can do in installments.
It doesn't feel like this is not like they don't want to fire him.
I think it's trending towards
they have to.
Yeah,
it's not going to get better.
Like, I get it. His starting quarterback wasn't there and hasn't played for much of the season, but like, you just should not be getting run out of your own building against Maryland.
Maryland's 4-0, by the way, baby. All right, let's blow up someone else. This is the North Carolina fight song. Central got them.
And they were ready to go social media-wise, weren't they?
What was your favorite?
I mean, the anytime you do the beach recreation, I'm in on that one.
34-9, Central. Defeats UNC. So Bill Belichick against Central Florida and TCU. Not exactly like murder.
Not a who's who of sports, of college, of the sport.
82-23. 82-23. And they got Clemson next. Oh, we'll blow up one more.
One more just
for
you.
Just for fun. And this one, I'm not sure, really deserves.
Yeah, they do.
You think so?
The quarterback does.
I was going to blow them up simply because this is Michigan beat Nebraska, so we're blowing up Nebraska 30-27. I was going to blow them up purely on the fact that they now have 28 straight losses to ranked teams. This is Nebraska, ladies and gentlemen. Nebraska. Remember they used to have the pictures of the weight room?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Not the pharmacy room.
They just run over people.
Uh-huh.
28 straight losses to ranked teams. Justice Haynes was really good in this one. Michigan can find them, but there's the way into the playoffs still.
I mean, and their loss is not a bad loss.
And their loss is not a bad loss.
They went on the road. Yeah, they didn't look great against them, but
so you're blaming
Raiola. Like, I mean, how many times do I just have to watch this guy just try to be like? The Patrick Mahomes stuff is so weird that it blows me away that they cannot, like, there's not a coach out there that can be like, hey, man, knock it off, play football.
All right, thus concludes the fight song roundup. I want to talk a little bit about the NFL here before we go. Before that, I will remind folks that if they want to head out and get a fabulous New Orleans, get a po' boy, get some Cajun food in a family atmosphere, neighborhoody kind of place, that Ragin' Cajun is the place to go. It's 2740 Bartlett Road. You know, it took Claire and I 7 minutes from East Memphis to get there. The parking's great. They got incredible outside seating. And then you sit down and you roll up your sleeves and you have the crawfish queso. You get the po' boy. You get the Houdad catfish. You get the white chocolate bread pudding, which is honestly the best bread pudding I have ever eaten. It is Ragin' Cajun. Mason Jambon, who started the place, he's from Louisiana. He was involved in Bounty on Broad, but then he just wanted to have a neighborhood Cajun place like the places that he grew up eating at, and he's recreated that right there in Bartlett. Ragin' Cajun, 2740 Bartlett Road. You can check him online at Cajun901.com. We've been so busy with college football, we literally have not mentioned the NFL. I don't know, Jeffrey. I was thrilled for the Smith family, for Jason, and his dad certainly would have enjoyed this one as the Bears destroy the Cowboys 31-14. But the two games that stuck out to me were that one and then the Pack going down to the Browns.
Yeah, and yesterday was a day of blocked field goals.
It was a day of blocked field goals.
I feel like I saw one. There was two, and then the Bucs, or I'm sorry, the Jets blocked one against the Bucs. Bucs, you had two in the Eagles game.
By the way, Memphis Tigers, you had Arthur Smith coaching up those Steelers, and Kenny Gainwell scores a touchdown, and then Calvin Austin gets the winning touchdown for the Steelers. So the Memphis Tiger theme continued throughout the weekend as well. We'll talk more about the NFL as the week goes on. There are six undefeated teams left in the NFL. Eagles, Bills, Chargers, Bucks, 49ers, and Colts. Not exactly the group you would have expected, Jeffrey, you know?
There's a couple.
The Bucks, the Niners, and the Colts are possible surprise. Bucks, by the way, the smallest point differential
for a 3-0 team.
For a 3-0 team, tied for the smallest in history. Yeah, they've won with 59 seconds left, 6 seconds left.
I will say, yesterday was the opposite. Yesterday was them letting a team back in. They had like a 3-touchdown lead. Like they were pretty dominant.
They were winning convincingly. Yes. Yeah. What is coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. You will join the program. Kevin Cerrito will be with me today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. CJ Hurt will join us during the second hour. Cobb will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for Now Work is Done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.